from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jerseyans who travel into Manhattan are about to get smacked with a steep toll thanks to the MTA's congestion pricing plan. The toll was supposed to start at the end of June before it was stopped by New York Governor Kathy Hochul. The governor says the plan will launch with a reduced toll down from the $15 toll first proposed.
Under this plan, the MTA will implement a congestion pricing plan with a reduced daytime toll of $9 beginning in January.
Governor Murphy is slamming the toll, saying he plans to continue the fight to block it in court. Amid the state's drought warning, firefighters are finally getting the upper hand on the massive Jennings Creek wildfire that straddles New Jersey-New York border. As of their latest update this afternoon, the fire is about 90% contained. Over 2,000 acres have burned on the New Jersey side alone. The cause is under investigation. It's federal prison for a Somerset County man who scammed millions from a fund for victims of brain injuries.
After a trial this spring in Trenton Federal Court, 58-year-old C.R. Krause of Manville was convicted of conspiracy to commit health care fraud, 5 acts of health care fraud, and 4 counts of tax evasion. Krause was sentenced to 87 months in prison. Early last year, 2 conspirators, Harry Pizzatelli and Maritza Flores, pleaded guilty to their own charges for their roles in stealing over $4 million from the publicly funded state program. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy's tax return, filed jointly with First Lady Tammy Murphy, has been publicly released and shows the couple more than doubled their income last year over 2022. The Murphys' adjusted gross income was $1.4 billion in 2023, compared with $684,000 the year before, $5.2 million in 2021. The couple was at a 42% tax rate for last year, and 2 of the Murphys' 4 children were still listed as dependents. Now, the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Advance Auto Parts plans to close 700 stores nationwide as part of a strategic plan to improve business performance. Locations of stores to be closed was not disclosed. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 305 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Alden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a breezy night tonight with a moonlit sky. Low temperatures will be within a few degrees of 40. Now, tomorrow's going to be a windy day with a good deal of sunshine. And with that wind around and with it being so dry, the fire threat is going to be high tomorrow. High temperatures up near 60. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. And for the day on Sunday, sunshine will mix with some high clouds for the afternoon. High temperatures Sunday up into the low and mid 60s. So certainly a very mild day for the middle of November. And it's going to stay mild into Monday with clouds and some sun. Can't rule out a shower Monday, but it does not look like a lot of rain by any stretch. Nothing that's really going to help our dry streak that much. High temperatures in the mid-60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Brian Thompson.
Andover 54, Monroe 57, Seaside Heights 58. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm? Do you have a leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77. You will stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.